Chapter 3. As Ka rushed up to the graveyard, followed by his crows, he saw Crumb and Pip waiting at the gates. A stranger might have thought they were two very mismatched brothers, one over 6 feet tall and the other barely 4 and a half.
"They've made a bit of an effort, haven't they?" said Glum.
Ka had noticed, too. Crumb had combed his hair and shaved. He was wearing his best pair of shoes, or perhaps he just put new tape around the old ones. Pip wore a crumpled black dinner suit, the jacket baggy over his shoulders, and he'd even found a bow tie from somewhere. Ka suddenly felt self-conscious about his own torn coat and scruffy boots. The pigeon feral grunted.
"So you decided to show up at last. Where have you been all day?"
"Sorry," said Ka. "I lost track of time."
"Hmm," said Crumb. "Come on, the service is about to start."
Ka trudged along the path after Crumb and Pip, while his crows flapped up and landed above the church door. His ankles still ached a little, but he was hardly limping now. The building itself was long abandoned, like the ruined church of St. Francis, and the graveyard was mostly untended. It felt strange being back here, the place where his own parents were buried. Crumb led them around the other side of the church, where Ka saw a small gathering of people around a freshly dug grave. A mound of soil stood at the graveside, waiting to be piled into the hole in the ground. There were about a dozen people present, besides Crumb, himself, and Pip. Ka recognized a few of the other ferals. There was Ali, dressed in a slim-fitting black suit and still clutching his briefcase, which buzzed softly. Inside, Ka knew, was a swarm of bees. Racklin, the hulking wolf feral, stood at his side. Ka was disappointed not to see Madeline, the raven-haired girl in the wheelchair, but he saw two of her squirrels perched in the branches at the edge of the graveyard. He tried to scan the other faces without staring. There were people of every age.